WGCHNewsHitter.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsitter time is 7:51, second Thursday of each month. We check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. Happy New Year. How are you today?
Good morning and Happy New Year to you, Tony. We haven't spoken since before the Christmas holiday, and I think I forgot to sign off wishing everyone a very a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So allow me to do that.
All right, good. You know, it's always good to get a Christmas card in the mail after the holiday, so it's kind of kind of an extra bonus. So this is your Christmas card to everybody. All right, let's talk about bonding for nonprofits. What's that?
So, you know, every year there's a certain amount of money, and it takes a little while wandering around in the Capitol building to figure out the resources, et cetera, and the opportunities available. So there's a number of dollars available that go through the state agencies. And for next year, I'm working on something with the Boys and Girls Club. Hopefully we can find some bonding for some of the renewal project there. But this was more the discretionary bonding that was issued to the town of Greenwich. And I was able to work on the allocations there and the applications. You know, I coordinated with Fred at the beginning of the process. And at the end, we were able to get some money out to the rebuilding of the Chimes building. I don't know if you saw that. That came out in one of the articles in the paper. We were able to get some money to the blood donation center at the Red Cross. The town senior center is doing a renovation of their facility, making it more accessible, a more warming and welcome and progressive place. And the renovation there, I was able to get, you know, the town had set strictures on a public-private partnership, and I was able to get funds from the state to add in the rebuilding of that center. Now, I mention that because the town center, the senior center, it still has a fundraising goal, and I'll be posting that on my web page and on my Facebook page to look for donations for that private partnership donation into the senior center, because I'd like to see us finish that off so they can get the funding and finish the renovations there. Additionally, I got some money to help complete the build-out of the neighbor-to-neighbor facility, the food pantry and basically clothing store and the facilities they offer there right next to Christ Church. So I was happy to direct it to some of the nonprofits in town that are in that, you know, are fulfilling a mission, particularly during COVID, where, you know, resources are constrained, people have been locked in, and it's good to see these facilities moving in the right direction.
Okay. Tell us about the upcoming session, what you're looking forward to. When does it begin?
Well, you know, I believe it's the second Wednesday. I might get excoriated on that. It's either somewhere between the 5th and the 8th of February. It's an abbreviated session. This session goes February through, I believe, the end or the mid May, because essentially the budget is a biennial process that was done last session, which is the session that goes from January to June. So this one is pretty much a 4.5 to 5 month session. I think there'll be issues related to the COVID relief funds. There were some concerns that they, you know, they're adequately appropriated and that they're making sure that the monies are properly spent by the municipalities. There was a case of fraud upstate where some of the COVID money was misdirected, and I expect that, you know, the Republicans as well as the Democrats have asked for an accounting of these facilities. So We'll be following up on that. There'll be a review of the crime bills, there's concerns about elevated levels of crime, which is occurring across the United States on the back of COVID. Make sure that we've got the proper policies, both to divert people from committing crime and to make sure the criminal justice system meets out the appropriate level of justice. So those would be two issues. I think the follow-up, you know, our surplus continues very strong, and there's and there'll be questions about, you know, the Republicans are proposing a sales tax cut, which is from $635 to $599 for 1 year. But frankly, with, you know, I don't know that people sit back and think about it, but food and pharmacies are tax-free as they stand right now. So you're talking about more discretionary income items. So a tax cut from $635 to $599 or approximately is not going to have a material impact on those of us who are spending most of their money on food, frankly. So if you're buying a Mercedes versus buying a bicycle, the tax break will be more beneficial. So it's probably more progressive more regressive as a tax cut. I'm actually looking to see if we can do something with early childhood education. I'd like us to see us increase the compensation to the early childhood education centers. In general, those centers provide education from 0 through 5 years old. They do the Head Start. They help close the achievement gap. And importantly for the workforce, it provides, you know, good and safe child care alternatives so we can get people back to work. So I'm trying to push on that. I don't know how many people are lined up with me on that yet, but that's going to be one of my advocacies, that we kind of expand the child care tax or the educational credit so that we can get more people back to work. We can improve the educational process and close the achievement gap. So those are kinds of where I sit on goals.
All right. What's the latest on work on I-95?
We had a very productive meeting with the governor. I don't know if I spoke in my last radio conference with you, but we had a very productive meeting with the governor the last month, where the governor has made an offer, and I'm hoping that we will take him up on the offer to split some of the cost for the sound mitigation, that being sound barriers, quiet pavements, and joints. So we're working forward on that. We're approaching the members of the BET to ask for some allocations of town resources to meet some of that, and then to try to raise some private funds as well so that we can engage in a project that basically makes 95 something we can be more proud of in terms of both the landscaping and the environmental, the pollution issues, et cetera. So, you know, ultimately we're going to improve the tax rolls or the grand list of the town, the assessed valuations of properties along 95, if we can improve the experience of living close to the highway by all of those measures, we should actually bolster the property values. And over time, you'll see that those values will maybe appreciate faster than other values, because right now, you know, it's noisy next to 95, and that's what those signs are. You know, people hate seeing lawn signs, but those are the signs about, you know, stop the noise. So there's a project on 95. It's a 4-year project. I urge you to go to your community groups like the Riverside Association. I think COSCOB is forming a group, the Byram Neighborhood Association. Make your voices heard. We're working on sound mitigation strategies. We think we've got the state, and hopefully we get the town involved, and we'll get it done.
All right, great. State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, thanks for your time this morning. Have yourself a good start, and I guess if we're talking to you then, the second Wednesday of the month, we'll have you on Thursday, day after the session starts. Great. Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
That's State Representative Stephen Meskers joins us.